Hey! We're the Wise Guys Podcast, coming straight from my walk-in closet. Tonight we're talking about the Minnesota Vikings, all the crazy trade agreements that went on. Unfortunately, we have to talk about that shit because I am actually partners with a Minnesota Vikings fan. And tonight we have Mr. Dylan Stokes on the show, who is also a Minnesota Vikings fan.
Skull.
How you doing tonight, Dylan?
Oh. Fantastic.
Fantastic. So Dylan's over here. We got Eric over here. Yeah, it's going to be like this, guys. I apologize. So after we get done with that, we're going to talk about the top contracts. Let's go ahead and roll that intro music. All right, so like I said, tonight we're going to be talking about the Minnesota Vikings, also the top five NFL contracts. We have Mr. Dylan Stokes here. He's a big Minnesota Vikings fan. Nice to have you on the show today, buddy.
You gotta give him
loving it.
So real quick before we get into everything with what we're talking about the show today, it is contrary to popular belief, we do Hennessy here.
A little bit of Hen.
Now, for every guest star that comes on, we're going to give him a little shot of Hen. Just kind of break you in. You cool with that?
Well, folks, sounds like yes.
Right, he's cool with it. So he's going to take that shot real fast, pointing it to the camera with his beer and his backup. We're going to be throwing on those videos for you guys to see.
Oh, this will be lovely.
Oof, yum. Mm. Goes out smooth.
But like, honestly, let me know how you feel.
How you feeling? Good. All right, so real quick, Dylan, how long you been a Vikings fan? Why the fuck are you a Vikings fan? What's going on with it?
Sadly, 25 years. Never been a Super Bowl winner.
Not even once.
Yeah, we tried last year, and Stephon Diggs really, really tried big. And that's the sad part. You know, Thielen led us through the season. Everybody looks back. Fucking Stephon Diggs is the number one front runner.
Now, when you talk about Stephon Diggs, too, it's like, are you sad? So, like, jumping ahead, I guess, what he's talking about is the contract situation. Because you have Stephon Diggs.
I did not believe he's as valuable as Adam Thielen.
Hmm.
And that, in all honesty, that is the largest possibility with the Vikings fan. Everybody says, you know, Kirk Cousins this last offseason, $84 million guaranteed contract. It led the way with quarterback contracts. So we put a lot of money into our offense. Okay. Well, if we didn't sign Stephon Diggs, everybody thought that.
Oh, yeah. The world would end.
And we all watched Thielen. Last season was honestly.
He's got crazy hands.
And I feel like even the season before that, Adam Thielen was right there. He's your go to. Like, he's a safety valve.
All last season and the tail end of the season prior to.
He was our motor.
Oh, yeah. So I know the majority of our listeners too. We got to hit up the Minnesota Vikings here and there. I mean, as far as it goes, are you fucking done over there? So when it comes down to it, sorry, we have old man Withers over here. You guys know, but as far as so when it comes down to it as well. Minnesota Vikings, going to shout him out, a little love. Everybody knows I'm an L.A. Chargers fan. That's for another show. But Minnesota Vikings, all show long. Let's talk about it.
He's the only one.
When we Adam Thielen, I'm actually just pulling up right now at TwinCities.com, Pioneer Press. Suddenly underpaid Adam Thielen, not thinking contract. He says, that's why I have an agent. If I'm going to get paid, I'm going to get paid. They said that he is the NFL's best bargain. How do you guys feel about that?
And I just got nervous.
What do you think, Eric? Yeah. Do you think he's NFL's best bargain?
Yeah, at this point in time, I definitely think he needed a better contract. I'm not sure.
Name another, folks. If you have to give me anybody in the wide receiver conversation,
let's think about what he's being paid right now. He's only making $4.8 million a season.
$4.8 on a veteran contract. We're not talking about.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Not a rookie contract, folks. We're talking a veteran contract that he is not necessarily. He is signed in for the next three seasons.
Well, so last year, so what happened
four years, 22 million.
2 seasons ago, he burst onto the scene, came from Mankato. He signed a 4-year, $19.2 million contract last offseason that pays him an average of $4.8 million a season. So now this was signed and he got paid before last season. So come on. yeah, for when it comes to Minnesota Vikings and the Vikings fans, he's your go-to guy. He's your receiver, but he's not a Stephon Diggs. I'm sorry. He's not that big name. He's not that big 40-run-yard guy. He is not. The NFL does it right. We don't see what they're doing in practice. We don't see what's going on. Stephon Diggs came up huge for the Minnesota Miracle. Sorry. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
Hey, that's all only good. I think Stephon Diggs is a great asset to our team. No doubt about it. I mean, I'm not going to argue that fact whatsoever. I know for a fact that Thielen gets his hands on the ball a lot more, and he does a lot more with it.
Well, because it's easy to say that and have that happen when Stephon Diggs is getting double coverage. He's getting double coverage all the time. He's your fast guy. He's your number one wide receiver, so they're going to come down on him first. Now that's what I'm a little bit worried about. Now defenses saw that last year, so how are the Minnesota Vikings going to make up for that? You're going to see what Adam Thielen's really made of this year. You know what I mean?
I think they're going to do that, and I think they're going to start targeting the tight end a lot more.
Yeah. Folks, I mean, come on. In all honesty, not only has Diggs proven himself in the game, but when it comes to Thielen, he has played in a situation as to where Diggs hasn't even been in the game. Right. He has been the front runner in about at least 4 to 5 games to where Diggs wasn't playing. Okay, Diggs has had his injuries as a front runner receiver.
And that's one of the biggest worries for people, too, is how healthy is he going to stay for that $72 million?
Diggs is one of the youngest receivers in our top receiving core. Okay, he was picked in over the third round. Okay,
yeah.
Most people are not playing into, is he worth the $14 million? Yes, he's worth the $14 million, but when you come into the conversation with, now Thielen, because we saw it today in the conversation with Thielen saying, my agent. Okay, well, with his agent, his agent doesn't know what to do because, let's be real here. He's an undrafted maverick out of Mankato State.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, the top agent. So it's not necessarily that he's going to be the front runner for a contract conversation. Okay.
And I agree with I heard somebody else say that this too is that Thielen just dumped on his deal too soon. Where Diggs
came from. When you come from Mankato State and they're offering you millions and millions of dollars to play at your hometown, they probably could have given him less than he would have taken it.
Folks, even if
he wants to play for the Vikings.
Oh yeah.
That's his dream.
Folks, that's why he said his agent is the person that is negotiating.
Yeah, he'll do that. But
he'll play for the $22 million. And he probably won't care.
He won't give a shit. No,
Diggs said the same thing. He said, "My agent is making the deal. I am not worried about it." Well, well, folks, he did that in the limelight. He didn't even play us. He made sure that the organization got the player that they wanted. Okay, he did not get paid $16, $17, $18 million that Odell Beckham's looking for.
And he should get Odell Beckham's a whole other monster.
That's what they say. But as far as athleticism, he goes in, day out, and plays for us. Okay.
I can't wait to hear it on the comments how many times Dylan said folks. Every time Dylan says folks, take a drink.
Drink every time.
Let's get drunk, folks.
I love it, folks.
Hey, folks. Hey there, folks.
No, but you're right. No, and I totally agree with that. Yep. I'm not even mean to cut you off because what it comes down to is Adam Thielen has a fucking agent that's going to do his shit. He's going to make the fucking points for him. And I just really hope he doesn't remember how much he's worth because he's a good player.
I mean, I believe he had over 90 receptions last season.
94. Ooh, do you guys want to put a little bet on that really quick? So,
name how many wide receivers got over 85. 85 receptions in the season.
God, that's a lot of fucking,
Larry
questions.
Fitz.
And if we're putting Larry Fitz into the conversation, how many players were on the field for how many receptions they played? Because, honestly, Thielen is playing every down.
So Adam Thielen last year, 2017 season, according to NFL.com, he had 2017, he played 16 games. He had 91 receptions for 1,276 yards, average 14 yards a catch. Only 4 touchdowns, though.
If you probably look at
he's
Diggs.
He's getting him down the field.
Yep. But if you look at Diggs, he's definitely has more touchdown conversation.
Right, because Adam Thielen was probably taking a lot of that coverage towards the end. But also what I don't like about this, he had 3 fumbles to his 4 touchdowns.
Yep.
Don't like it.
I mean, don't get me
wrong.
Let's
take a look at Diggs' stats. I don't want to make this like a Stephon Diggs bashing thing. I'm happy that we have him. I'm glad to pay him the money.
I don't, it doesn't really seem like it. It and seems see, like you guys are kind of mad that she
didn't
really
seem
you,
like it. It
you guys
seems
are
like
mad
you guys hey, looking him over hey, and stoking if, that fucking fire.
You guys
just,
wanted
on,
the
bitch.
White guy to get paid more. Come
it,
on.
If we're talking about like number one and number two, we're together on this.
Yeah.
Like, Thielen and Diggs have both played their careers in the Vikings fame.
Yeah.
So Stephon Diggs last year, he had a 2017 season. He played 14 games. He had 64 catches for 8 touchdowns. So he had double the touchdowns. That's according to profootballreference.com.
How many fumbles?
Oh, good question. I don't even think it has on there.
I mean, Diggs definitely has some hands. I mean, I will give him that.
But Diggs does catch everything that comes his way.
He does.
He's the best. What was
Is he the best of what?
No, I mean, I'm not trying to say best. Best is a terrible
he
word.
He had no fumbles. Zero fumbles last
yes.
year.
Yes. His hands?
What was the term that they used?
95 targets, so he's not catching everything, bro. He caught 64 passes out of 94 targets.
Hey.
Now, there could have been batted balls, there could have been hurried shit, but bottom line is, come on.
What was Keenan Allen last season?
Oh, do we want to go there?
I mean,
do you motherfuckers
want to
go there?
Hey, folks, the only reason that we're saying Keenan Allen is because
our boy. Bitch, I'm going to get some Keenan Allen up in this motherfucker right
you
now.
You heard it here, folks.
So when it comes out to the only reason why we're saying Keenan Allen was because he was the best wide receiver in football last year. And he broke.
The best wide receiver in football.
Look
the
it
year
up.
Before.
The best wide receiver
best
in
wide
football.
Receiver.
He played, so he
Mark's
had 16 games. He had. Oh, I don't feel like this is right because he had a touchdown in every game, and then he basically had 1,393 yards. He had 102 receptions. 102 receptions. I'll say that again. He caught 102 balls, bro.
There was never a question,
six touchdowns.
In all honesty, with Keenan Allen's probability of how good of a wide receiver he is. Because
right.
Even when he goes out with an ACL tear, he's still in the question for best wide receiver every
year.
Next
year
it's
too.
So sad. Like, you know, the San Diego Chargers, like I'm gonna give you your props because I don't get on this fucking this channel real quick, but I'm a Vikings
Who are
fan
the San
through
Diego Chargers?
And through.
LA Chargers.
I'm gonna give you the San Diego
Chargers
because
now.
They deserve
Motherfucker.
Every bit. They've gotten
of props. I get it. No, and
you know,
I will. And you know what? Hey,
last year was
how about
a,
this?
Was a
when,
fluke.
When we talk about the Chargers, we will have you back on the show.
Perfect.
To have you talk about the Chargers because
perfect.
I feel like it's
we
not.
Can fuck with
right. Yeah, thing. So that way I can fuck with you guys a little bit. But hey, staying on topic, we're
on
forgetting
topic.
About your guys' X Factor.
Dalvin Cook.
Your X Factor. Factor is Factor. Dalvin Cook. You guys forget.
You really want to go there?
How badass this guy is. You forget.
I don't
you
think
talk
I
about
forgot.
Receivers. Asses talk about your shit. Now think
badness.
About that for a second. You went out without Dalvin Cook. I actually was at the game where he tore his ACL against the Lions.
You're a fucking jinx.
It was insane.
If I could go back there, just a touch. You know, Dalvin Cook was in open field. Okay. He was already tacked on for a 30-yard gain.
Those are the worst injuries.
Okay, 30-yard gain, and this dude cracked his ACL.
I know.
You know.
Stop making me think about
every Vikings fan.
That.
Every Vikings fan has never cringed as much.
That and the mini. And I want to say something that kind of really kind of
grinds your gears.
Pissed me off, grinds my fucking gears. Is that me and this delightful person, Dylan, right next to me, wholehearted Vikings fan, skull. Only motherfucker in this room that was there physically to see the Minneapolis Miracle.
I was there.
Fuck stick down at the end, the Chargers.
No, he was
fan.
There also. Dylan was
there
too.
Oh,
all the real Vikings fans. All the real Vikings fans were there. All the real Vikings fans were there.
All the real Vikings. So you're a real Vikings fan then, motherfucker?
All right. Yeah, Mark probably went to more games than we did.
I wore black and gold to that game. They played the Saints, listeners, if you don't know already. And I was cheering for the Saints the entire time, and I was going to get jumped after that game 100%.
Who won?
100%.
Skull.
And then at the end, that Minnesota miracle happened. Boom. But go ahead, Eric. Let's cut you off.
We're the winners.
I can't remember what I was saying. What the fuck?
You so
can't.
you were going on about how, you know, the Minnesota Miracle happened and blah, blah, blah.
So the Minnesota Miracle happened. And
he doesn't remember.
That fuck was there.
It's old.
I wasn't there.
I mean, honestly. Like
I remember every moment of it.
Right.
I was shitting my pants and crying at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't in the bathroom. I was in front of the TV.
Right.
Bad
you see,
deal.
I'm going to give a shout out to Bud Light. And the only reason I'm giving a shout out to Bud Light is because Bud Light was my boy.
Mm-hmm.
When it came down to it, I was chanting and cheering. Like, man, I've been a fucking Vikings fan for 25 years, and I've seen some terrible stuff, but I've not been there for losing the Super Bowls or going crazy for that kind of stuff. You know, Frank Tarkenton, man, I'm going to shoot your name out now because I tell you what, we had Dante Culpepper.
I was just fucking thinking.
Dante Culpepper. And he, like, he was good. Don't get me wrong. Randy Moss.
Real quick. The MVP. You're a Vikings, a diehard Vikings fan. This is something I always like to ask every Vikings fan. Are you gay?
No. We're very gay.
Well, yeah. But anyways, I mean, that was
we'll go.
Favorite quarterback.
Vikings, for the Vikings or?
Vikings, Vikings quarterback.
You know, like, I'm 25.
Can I answer that question after
my honesty is like.
If you say Dante Culpepper.
It's not Dante, because Dante was just a Hail Mary pray and spray. Like,
Randy Moss was there.
You know, Randy Moss and Dante and Chris Carter. Those guys were Chris Carter
is the shit.
Yeah.
Chris Carter, if you're listening to this.
Chris Carter, you're my
man. I want
man.
Your shoes.
And if we go to the playoffs this year, don't worry, I'll be in the. We're gonna be in the top five rows. I'll see you there.
All right, I want to see what Dick Smack has to say.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So we're just gonna spin it to Mark real quick because, if in all honesty, he's the biggest hater. So if we gotta ask who is your man
when it comes to the quarterback. When it came for the Minnesota Vikings, my number one quarterback for you guys was Dante Culpepper. I'm sorry. So now, just because it was so exciting to watch.
Damn.
Think about who he had.
No.
Randy Moss. Chris Carter. Who was that ugly ass tight end you guys had?
Hold on. Smith.
Oh yeah. Robert Smith. Ran a 4.140, had it tattooed on his ankle. That guy was a fucking stud. But you guys also had this ugly ass tight end. He was the ugliest man in football. He looked like Shrek. It was a tight end for the Vikings.
Can you tell me who are
Saucer?
No. Klein Saucer was just a tad late for his class.
I'm gonna look it up.
Just a tad. Don't get me wrong. Klein Saucer, we gonna give props to him. That dude tried. He tried.
He tried real hard. Good job trying. He tried himself right.
When I watched the Vikings, it was the most exciting guy. It was Dante Culpepper. He'd launch back. He'd put his shoulders back up. Then he'd go, Randy Moss.
While we're giving props to the Vikings, I would really love to give a props to the Wolf family. Because I tell you what, without you folks, Ziggy Wolf. We wouldn't be what we were today. And in all honesty, y'all not only had hope in us, we had hope in you.
Wow, you got a lover for the family.
So I appreciate it.
Weird.
I appreciate it.
I'd be pissed.
We gonna go into the Super Bowl this year.
It's like you're going to get rid of Randy Moss when you bring him back? When you had
Randy,
Brett Favre on the team?
Hey, come on, folks. We all know how much he loved Chris Carter.
So we got, so now real quick, we talked about Dalvin Cook being the X Factor. We talked about Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs on the contract situation. What I really want to hear about, Kirk Cousins.
And
we'll start at the end.
Hold on. I knew this was coming. Yeah. I mean, like,
I have a good answer for this. I mean,
I know you do.
It's my honest answer.
Perfect. Go.
Okay. So you go. We won't cut you off.
It.
You go, then
I'm
I'll go
confident.
Next. Zero cut off.
Fuck you. I go next. And then Mark's finished.
No, you're going next. Go ahead.
Yep.
I'm confidently nervous. I have high expectations just because I know what Kirk Cousins can do, but a lot of these guys, like Kirk, hasn't worked with these guys aside from he hasn't worked out with them in a real game situation.
Okay,
it's gonna take a little bit of time, but I think he's eventually gonna be exactly what we're looking for.
Do you like him better than your previous quarterback?
I can't say that.
Is he better than Case?
I think he is as far as the long game goes. I think Cousins is better.
Dylan is chomping at the bit to talk. I promise you, go next.
I still have massive amounts of love for Case Keenum.
Yeah, what's your question?
Hey, one question.
Yes.
So what was Case Keenum's record in 2017?
For
anything.
Anything? Let's take a look.
Your
and
overall
see.
Record was what? What'd you guys go? 13-3?
No. That was 17. So just give me the 13 and what?
I mean, 17. You mean?
We're 13-4.
Well, if you include the
correct
postseason,
correct. But. So let's just calculate back a season. So he led what kind of team?
Highly
Case
good defensive
Keenum or
team.
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum led a essentially. He got, like you said, he got the keys to a Ferrari.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, not only did he have keys to a Ferrari, but he had keys to a fucking Lamborghini because he had the best defense. He had the best defense in the league. If you had to
and
say
downfield
that,
weapons.
Correct. I mean, like, in all honesty, Case Keenum is a great quarterback. Now, do I think that he's going to do the same things that he did for the Broncos,
Denver.
That he did for Minnesota? Yes, he's got a great defense, folks. That's not what
they
I'm
got
saying.
Rid of a couple guys over there in Denver, though, too.
Even if
they
got rid of...
They do have a great wide receiver
duo. They got rid of
Khatib Tlaib.
Correct.
You know,
Demaryius Thomas. Demaryius Thomas has not had a quarterback that could throw
Emmanuel
to him
Sanders.
In seasons.
Emmanuel Sanders, yeah, he's
Sanders
right.
Feeds off of who...
They lost C.J. Anderson.
Who... He's a joke.
I can't wait to talk about Case.
CJ Anderson is honestly a joke, folks. We've known that in fantasy for a couple of years because he's a fucking pumper chump.
So go ahead
I
then, Dylan.
Play.
So because like think about it this way. So what's your opinion on Case Keenum? How's he going to come? Also, I want to throw this out there. Case Keenum only threw for 3,500 yards.
Folks, 3,000 yards in the Demaryius Thomas conversation.
Drink, folks.
I will give him. A 2,500 season. Okay, folks, he's going to have 7 tutties, maybe 10.
2,500 yards, that's it?
No question.
Whoa.
The only reason is because, yes, we're all leaning on Denver's defense. But we've been leaning on that for years. Okay, we all see...
You mean Minnesota's?
No, Denver's. Oh, Denver's okay. Has been one of
cases,
the...
Cases
they have been
currently.
One of the vaulted defenses in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, they're not great.
They are not great. And when it comes
against
to... The game,
players. Of
Case
the game.
Keenum is gonna know. He's gonna get up to the game, and he's gonna just feel almost slowed because the Vikings have such a fast defense, and they can play. It doesn't matter where they're playing a 4-3. They're talking about almost a 3-4 this year.
What about?
I don't know. Have you seen? But
you're talking about the quarterback for the new Kirk Cousins.
No, it doesn't matter. Kirk Cousins is yes, he's great. But when it comes to Case Keenum, he was a one season and done, folks.
Oh.
When you see it this season, I will honestly play into that.
Oh, so you're all okay. So now the original question, back to it.
Teddy
Kirk
Bridgewater.
Cousins, Kirk Cousins.
No. We'll go Ted Bridge because y'all are wondering what's going on. Teddy Bridgewater is the quarterback that we should have led on, but unfortunately, he's with the Jets.
So now, but you gave more money to this quarterback. You guys gave this much money. You guys, so much money to Kirk Cousins.
$84 million, folks, and that's guaranteed.
What are you guys going to do?
Guaranteed.
So what you think Kirk Cousins is going to lead you to the promised land? Is he going to be better than Case Keenum?
Yes.
I think it'll take some time, but yeah, I think he'll get there.
So his answer was just yes. That's pretty easy.
It's not even going to the promised land, folks. It's honestly, we have all seen quarterbacks go from one season to Super Bowls. Okay, we have, honestly. We have. Today's league is it's all about passing. Okay?
But you always look at the NFL and you always look at the Super Bowl. It's going to be those same three quarterbacks.
Who won it last year?
It's going to be Tom Brady.
Who won it last year?
Oh, a backup. But look who was in the game.
Hey,
who was in the game?
Who was the wide receivers that won it last year?
The wide receivers?
Alshon Jeffrey.
Right, but Alshon Jeffrey, and then you also had those two badass fucking tight ends, Zach Ertz, and what's this fuck?
Y'all motherfuckers hear that Darren Sproles is making a comeback?
Oh, yeah, he's the man.
Is that scary?
After all that shit that happened last year, dude, like a fucking broken arm.
Is that scary to you?
Oh, hell yeah, it's freakish. Fuck yeah, he's the man, dude. I will draft him on my team off the waivers, and I'll get touchdowns on my flex spot just because of that guy. He always has.
Hey, folks, Todd
Gurley. He's the fastest.
Todd Gurley?
Oh, he's a starting running back. We're talking
Le'Veon
about a flex
Bell.
Player. That's a starting player. Darren Sproles is that guy off the bench, like that sixth player that just gets you money.
Darren
gets
Sproles.
Gets you paid.
He's just not in the conversation anymore.
Oh, no. He's got to be because he got hurt last year.
Folks,
he's been in the conversation every year, folks.
I think he is.
Folks, he's not.
I don't think he's done yet.
He's not.
Okay,
he's
so let me give my answer on Case Keenum. Case Keenum threw 3,500 yards. Also, he got traded to the Broncos.
Correct.
Best move Broncos made. Case Keenum's going to go and lead the Broncos to the fucking deep in the playoffs. So the Broncos, I'll say it right
here.
Broncos will win more games than the Minnesota Vikings do.
Damn.
They have a better fucking team. They have a better fucking defense. They have a better offense.
But why?
They are all together. Their team has a core players of all Super Bowl champions that are just won the Super Bowl 3 years ago. You have a way better defensive line. You can't say Von Miller isn't better than any of your defensive linemen.
Well, defense... He's a linebacker, dude.
No, he's a defensive end. And he's a outside linebacker. He's
the
man.
He's a true linebacker.
And so, also, I'm just saying, their secondary sick. Case Keenum made the Vikings go. Somebody had to throw those guys the ball, bro. So I'm just saying it right here, and
Stephon
I'm saying it
Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen made him look
Someone had to get him open because, I'm sorry, the
in
other guys
honesty,
couldn't throw him the ball.
I love it.
So we'll see. We'll see when it comes down to it, though, because now Kirk Cousins is going to have to fill that spot, that big spot of a guy that took you to the NFC Championship game. He got hated on. Case Keenum deserves to be the starter. Case Keenum deserves to be there. And all you guys dumped him. You guys dumped him hard. Case Keenum's going to win. I'm saying it right here. Case Keenum's going to win more games than Minnesota Vikings will. And they're going to go farther.
No.
Who's the starter at Laverne? Where?
I have no idea. They're
where?
Like high school kids.
Who is who? Like, because that's how I feel. Like,
oh,
in all
shit.
Honesty,
oh, I get it.
It's
now.
It's not the same comparison.
I'm saying, like, because another reason why is because Kirk Cousins has never won a playoff game. He's never even thrown a football in the postseason. We don't know how he's going to play.
Who are his wide receivers?
We won against the Saints last year.
Who's Kirk Cousins' wide receivers when he was in the top? Hey, let's just settle the debate because everybody says, "Oh, Kirk Cousins has never had the wide receiver core he has now." Okay,
oh God,
I get
that's
that.
True.
Period. Okay, nor has he had a running back that is in the same quality as
we can
Dalvin
look at
Cook.
Kirk Cousins'
stats. He's the one who made Vernon Davis relevant again.
Kirk Cousins' stats
he
are
is,
amazing.
Yes, but there's tight ends that could be better
look,
than Vernon Davis.
Rudolph.
There's
a
this
lot
is
correct.
This is why you guys signed him.
That's where he gets scared. If anybody has to say that he did not have 3 seasons in the 2,500 crew plus.
He's killing it.
Tutties?
His stats
Nobody.
Are amazing. His stats are amazing. 2015, 4,166 yards. 2016, 4,917. That's huge. 2017, 4,093 yards. The Minnesota Vikings signed him off of his fucking stat sheet hype. Yes. Good
it's
numbers.
It's not a stat sheet hype.
Good numbers.
If
I'm
you
just
could tell
saying.
Me, anybody that's come
if you
off
combine
of
those
the
numbers?
Washington Redskins.
With
they are
players?
A terrible team.
Okay, so combine those numbers with
terrible
your players.
Terrible team. Period.
With your players. I don't know,
it,
man. We'll
it
see.
It doesn't matter about combining players.
I remember that stat, too, that Stephon Diggs holds is the best. And it's like he's the best in recovering controversial passes or passes in controversy where they think that
they're
going to
drop
this
it or
couldn't,
whatever.
Shouldn't have caught that ball.
Right.
He got
He'll be
the,
right there. Well, I don't know, man. That's my opinion. That's my opinion on it. And then now, so any other last thoughts before we go on break here, do our promo, and get our pizza? Minnesota Vikings. Eric, go to the right.
What?
What are they going to do? Your last thought on your Minnesota Vikings.
They're awesome. They're going to win the Super Bowl, hopefully this year.
I love you. I love you so much, Eric. That's okay.
They're awesome, man. Skull Vikings!
Dylan, what's your thoughts?
Well, folks, we are not done yet. If anything, we're in for a fucking ball ride. We are not at the end. We're not in for a ball. I tell you what, because really the quarterback situation we all think is settled. We have no idea where the hell that's at. And yes, we have Stephon Diggs signed on for a contract. Thielen's up in the air. Anthony Barr is up in the air. We do not know where our defensive backs are really going to play into. Mike Hughes, it looks like he's returning kicks. Fantastic. We all know that we should be done with Thielen. Or not, sorry, Sheryls. I apologize.
Marcus Sheryls. I love Marcus Sheryls.
We're done with him because it's been years. He's only been playing on the practice field. We're done with him. Thank you. We appreciate everything you've done for us, but we're trying to move ahead. And in all honesty,
sounds so businesslike. Just say what you mean, man. Fuck you. Get out of your shirt, bitch.
Fucking old ass. The fuck on.
With your old ass.
It's done.
Get this motherfucking new guy and Mr. Mike Hughes. How you doing?
From what I've heard, though, Laquan Treadwell, I appreciate what you've been doing at practice. From what I've heard, in all honesty, you are going to be our number three, and that's what we've been waiting for years.
Damn, this guy.
I got your jersey.
Earn that shit.
I will
earn it.
I am about to play you. Okay, I'm gonna put you in my fantasy league. So if you want to play this game, all right, we gonna do it.
I love it when people. I love it when people play their fantasy team players out of emotion because that just means more money for me.
Yep, and if I care, both Eric and Mark, we're in the same league. So
true. So I hope you guys start all the.
I'm about to have to wear your jersey, dude. If I got to do what I got to do, we about to lead
start
our way.
Start all the Vikings players.
Playoffs.
All right, so that was their guys' takes on the Minnesota Vikings, what we're going to do with it. So really quick, we're going to do a sponsor from Dollar Shave Club, the Daily Essentials Starter Kit. Get the perfect introduction to our most popular products. We follow that with restocked boxes so you never run out. The starter ships today is only $5. No hidden fees.
$5.
Includes shipping. What's included? What's included, you get a razor handle. You get 4 razor cartridges. Shave butter trial. You get an ounce of that. Body cleanser trial. 1 ounce of that. 1 wipe Charlie's trial piss. You get that.
I love those.
Beautiful. We love it. We use it. Restock
loving
box.
It.
And the restock box ships on this separate month. So if you got it today, you get it exactly 30 days later. So 10% handsome discount applied. Restock boxes ship every 3 months. What's included in that is 8 razor cartridges, shave butter. You get 6 ounces and body cleanser, which is 12 ounces. You can go and get your Dollar Shave promos at verifiedcouponstoday.com. To go ahead and get those coupons, leave a like, leave a subscribe for us, and make sure to tell them that the wise guy sent you to get your due coupons. Thanks, guys. So we're going to come back. We're going to come back with the top 5 contracts and our thoughts on it. And talking about them top 5 contracts, there is a lot going on. Man, there's so much fucking money being made right now in the NFL. It's disgusting. Let's top with number 1, Eric.
Julio.
I'm not making any money in the NFL.
Eric, number 1 player, who is it?
That would be Matthew Ryan.
Insane, right?
Yes.
Insane. How much is what the fuck is that dude making?
$30 million.
Oh my god, for 1 year.
1 year for $30 million.
1 fucking year. Now, do you guys think that NFL players deserve that kind of fucking money?
That's a lot of fucking money.
I mean, the teams are making a lot, so that means they can give that.
But
right?
are we fucking hypocrites if we say yes, but I'm still going to fucking watch them.
Right.
And pay all this money for all their shit.
They're sacrificing their bodies.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They're sacrificing for it.
If I could make money doing it, I would fucking do it.
Oh, duh. No shit. I mean, if I can make $30 million fucking midgets every day, I would do that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I would do
little dick or not, man. Come on.
I don't care how small my dick is. Think about it for a second.
That took a hard fucking left.
Anything. Whoa, anything. I would do it for $30 million. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's not a lot I wouldn't do
for
$30 million.
Hey, come on. Aaron Rodgers says, get your fucking deal done.
Get your deal done. Guess I'll give
like,
him
come
money.
On.
I know,
Matt
right?
Ryan was the leader in the quarterback situation. So, in all honesty, it's just time. You know, Aaron Rodgers is next.
He's probably going to get paid. Oh,
so
if
like,
he doesn't.
What's he going to get
paid?
Is
it even done yet, though? Is his contract done?
Matt Ryan's
hasn't
not,
came out yet, right?
Yeah,
no, Matt Ryan's done.
It's not necessarily like.
Is Aaron Rodgers' contract done?
No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
So, break it down. So, Matt Ryan, $30 million contract. So every NFL player gets a game check, right? At the end of every game. So his game check is $1,875,000.
And
so every game he plays, he's like, oh, man, you guys lost by 20, Matt. You threw 2 interceptions.
Is he worth it?
Here's $1.875.
In all honesty, is he worth it?
Buy my life with one of your game
I don't know. I don't.
Eric, come on. No.
Is he worth
it? Matt Ryan worth that?
I'd say so.
No.
Yeah.
Is Matt Ryan worth it?
Okay, if NFL, I don't think
he's
any
good, but
person
I don't know if
is
that good.
I don't think any person is maybe necessarily worth that much money, but for what he's making the Falcons, yes. His jersey sales, yes. packing the stands, yes. It's a sold-out stadium. And also, Matt Ryan's a beast, bro. He's a fucking beast. He's a good player. He's NFL. A quarterback. He fucking made it to the Super Bowl. That's a lot more than we could say about our quarterbacks.
Hey, tell that to Mark's fantasy team. Because, you know, in all honesty, like,
Say it to my fantasy team, motherfucker.
He's been Ryan the fucking Matt Ryan train.
First place and got my name on the trophy, won all the money. Second year, I got fourth place.
He choked.
Third place, don't want to talk about it.
And then he choked. Julio.
Last year, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, I use them as my double connect, just so
Julio.
You know.
It's so funny. It's my double connect. Everybody talks about, do not put yourself with T.O. Do not. Do not put yourself with T.O.
T.O.
Tara Lawrence.
What do you mean, for what?
So there's several teams around the league that the only reason that he did not put himself into the Hall of Fame,
this is so out of right field.
No, it's really not. Julio Jones.
Let's get a connection.
Julio
here.
Jones is is controversially, he is putting his contract up on the block. He
what does that
just
have to do with Terrell Owens?
No. He just got a contract.
Right.
Last year.
Okay.
Terrell Owens says you're worth more money than that.
Oh.
They've been hanging out.
Okay, can you believe that shit? Can you believe that shit? In all honesty, he comes, Terrell Owens gets his Hall of Fame contract. Like, his Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. And he's not going to go.
He snubs it.
Yep.
And he thinks that the media portrays him in a different light. Really, T.O., we've been seeing the same shit for years.
Yeah, and he's a dick. Everybody knows it. It's whatever. But when you get voted on to make the Hall of Fame, he needs to go there and thank the people that supported him.
Ask Randy. Hey, ask Randy. Randy Moss is one of the most controversial wide receivers in the league.
Oh, yeah.
And he is giving back to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
He said, thank you.
Exactly.
He could not have been more happy.
And that's what makes Terrell Owens so disgusting, because there's for all the people that hated Terrell Owens, and this is a side note, obviously, for all the people that hated Terrell Owens, there is a handful of people that support him, that love him, that fucking think his career was amazing, and he is snubbing those people by not going and thanking them.
Yeah. Can we ask anybody about Dez Bryant? I mean, in all honesty,
we're veering off.
How do you feel after the T.O.? Like, you know,
Dez Bryant, we'll save that for another show, but I will say
it's dirty.
I got a lot to say about that.
Yeah, there's too much. That's we could probably spend a full show on
that. Sorry, folks.
No, you're good. So, honestly, leave it in the comments. Talk about it. Send us any of your questions or answers about that, because we want to talk about that shit. And we're going to have Dylan back on the show, because what I said about Case Keenum before, about how he is going to win more games than the Minnesota Vikings are.
We're
going
to have to catch that half season.
He is going to have more touchdowns, more fucking yards passing, less fucking interceptions than Kirk Cousins.
Can't wait till the Jets are leading the way and find Teddy Bridgewater is blowing us out of the water.
We're saying it here. So we're going to come back on week 4, week 8, week 12, week 16. So all these guys can go ahead and mark, you're right.
We're here.
And I get to hear the excuses. Oh, I can't wait for the excuses from
you guys. Suck my balls.
Don't you worry. I got big testicles.
Here we go.
Big testicles.
Let's go back to Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, not only that, though, so I'm just breaking it down. For every quarter of football he plays, he makes $468,750.
Hey, does he have a Super Bowl ring?
He doesn't.
Oh, shoot.
And he got paid all that money. How come? All that money. Because Tom Brady is disgusting.
Is he, though?
And that defense.
Who'd he play against last year?
The Saints fucking killed it up. Oh, the Eagles were amazing.
Yeah, and why? Eagles. Nick Foles? Can anybody ask me, honesty, is he a franchise quarterback?
No. And that's why they gave it back to Carson Wentz.
No?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
So let's go to Kirk Cousins. He's the number 2 on the list for the highest paid. By the way, this is on NFL.com. Kirk Cousins, Minnesota Vikings, making $28 million fucking dollars as a guy that has never proven himself. Playoff wins, no postseason fucking throws at all. Been in the league 4 or 5 years. Come the fuck on. So I'm going to get, okay, so guys, you made a bold ass move. Even Coach Zimmer said, this is the kind of moves you make. If they're not right, you lose your job.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins, I mean, number one, hey, who's your wide receivers in your 3,000 yard.
You have the guys to throw to, so you better do it.
I mean,
honestly, I think it's his position to, it's up to him to sink or swim in this situation. I don't see him.
It's his league to piss down his leg.
I don't see him doing that, though, because, I mean, look at all the shit he had to deal with the fucking Redskins. And now he's with us, and he's got all these weapons around him. He's got the best defense you could ask for. He's got an offense that's coming together real, real well.
I mean, really, the biggest question mark in our field is the offensive line.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Remmers
last
ready?
Last year, you guys really picked
and
it up.
And is Riley Reiff ready? Because, yes, we put about $80 million into two contracts. Okay, yeah. Folks? Detroit Lions decided to drop him. Riley Reiff was their number one prospect at 22 years old out of Iowa Hawkeyes.
I love Riley Reiff.
Okay, fantastic. Mike Remmers was the same situation.
I love Mike Remmers, too.
Okay, now, can we build around him? Okay, folks, that's the same question we've been asking ourselves.
I think so.
So let's hope if Kirk Cousins is honestly the answer, then we don't have anything to set ourselves up for the future. We watched how he brought himself in here.
I can't see him. He might not. If he does falter a little bit, I don't see it being a consistent situation. I think it would have to be something really serious because he is a good enough ball player.
Balls.
With those fucking weapons that he's got around him, he's a good enough ball player.
Correct.
To make shit happen. I don't see him just taking a huge shit.
But see,
he's gonna go down swinging.
That's the biggest problem with the Vikings
if
this offseason,
which I don't see happening.
We have a ton of offensive weapons. Our defense hasn't much changed except for the expansion of Sheldon Richardson.
Which is
fantastic.
All right, fuck you guys. We're not veering
fuck
off. We had our fucking Minnesota Vikings
comments.
What do
you mean, you
guys? God, you guys. Yeah, okay,
this
we
sounds
get it.
Dirty.
We get it. You guys have talked about the Vikings for so long. I think our listeners can only handle 35 minutes. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of hate in the comments because
fantastic.
A lot of these Minnesota Viking fans listen to us, but we're going to move on. Three. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh.
I think that was a good move.
Dude, I love this move. This guy
is
going to bring... So the 49ers, if you don't remember, obviously Joe Montana, right?
Montana. Montana.
And then so anyways. What I feel like he's going to do is he is the next Tom Brady of this fucking... of the league. He is going to bring back this 49ers back to those Joe Montana years of winning 4 Super Bowls in a row. Sorry. Bye, New England Patriots. See you guys later.
Has he lost a game?
Jimmy Garoppolo has not lost
no.
a game
has
as a starter
he?
Now. So even more, like I'm saying, the fucking Patriots fucking loved Tom Brady's teat so much that they're like, get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo. Now,
I couldn't believe when they did that.
You know why? Because think about it. As Tom Brady, that's fucking with your fucking confidence.
He's threatening
you. You have a guy behind you that's throwing better balls than you. He's fucking clicking with that offense better than you. He's fucking younger, faster, smarter, better than you. So as a coach, Bill Belichick did the best thing he could do. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to fuck up my veteran's fucking psyche. I'm going to trade Garoppolo and really fucking get behind Tom because I don't care.
And
Tom Brady,
see,
because when Tom Brady leaves, guess what?
You fucked
I'm
up.
I'm leaving too. So Jimmy Garoppolo was right there. And I guarantee you in quarterback meetings, Garoppolo was like, you know, all the quarterback coaches were like, I tell you what, coach, Garoppolo's fucking... He's
real
fucking
deal.
Better than Brady. He's not better, but he obviously doesn't have the rings and anything like that. But throwing the ball faster, smarter. I mean, if it wasn't Tom Brady who had 4 Super Bowl rings, we'd be starting this kid. We'd be starting this kid over him. So I feel like as far as it goes is Jimmy Garoppolo.
This was an A fucking plus move for the
49ers. God. 49ers got lucky. Belichick did not even want to move him. And when it came down to it, Brady. Push Kraft into this move.
Oh, yeah.
I don't doubt it. Because think about it. Do you want some kid behind you that the people in the stands are going to start being like, all right, start the younger kid. Get him out of here. Because Tom Brady in his head, and God bless him.
Tom Brady in his head.
He feels like he can play for another 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, dude. Tom Brady in his head, period.
In his own head.
Come
on
now.
I mean, did you even see
him
last year?
Is he slowing down?
He looks like he's slowing down.
And this
we
is
all
because,
saw him last year.
This is
well, especially during the Super Bowl, that fucking pass that he tanked.
Terrible.
Where he just kind of. nonchalantly just, oh, I lost it. It landed like 2 inches
in front
of him.
Think about what you just said, though.
Anybody watch him when he played the Falcons?
Think about what
you
said.
Come on, did anybody?
He was my quarterback in fantasy last year.
I think everybody asked me if I had the Vaseline.
All right, so real quick, though. Think about what you just said. Tom Brady made this play in the Super Bowl. Even Tom Brady at 50% is still a quarterback that's going to get you to the fucking Super Bowl. He's killing it. This guy is killing it. So as far as it goes, it's like he is... Tom Brady's under a microscope. So if he fucks up a little bit, we're like, oh, yeah, he sucks now. He sucks now. But it's like, come on, man.
You don't think Troy Aikman or anybody like that back in the day had the same series? I mean, in all honesty.
I used to love watching Troy Aikman.
For sure.
It's a little bit out of my league, but
I'm old.
There's great quarterbacks in the league, and Garoppolo is just another one of them. And in all honesty, this year is what we're going to have to watch of Garoppolo. Is he going to be the star quarterback, and does he have
And we got to play him week one. We'll find out real fucking quick.
I don't think the court, like, coaching is going to be great enough to play that first week. Now, do I think that they're going to pull into the playoffs about midway through the season? Definitely. They have the pieces.
The thing that I want to point out, too, though, is how great is the 49ers offense, however.
I'll give you
a big factor.
Correct.
Man, they got all the tools. They got all the tools.
Jerick McKinnon, he might be getting overpaid there.
I'm talking more about the line, about the protection.
We'll see this year. We'll see, because there's a lot of great teams up on that front line.
Yeah, you can't.
There is a lot of great
teams. There's a lot of good players on that front line, dude, and when it comes down to it, you can't look at any one of their players and be like, no, he sucks. Like, they are all their B-pluses.
Correct.
If they get their shit together, it'll be a shit. So going on to number four.
I already see it up on the screen, and I'm laughing.
Matthew Stafford.
Hi, guys.
Can anybody say the name Calvin Johnson? Because if anything, without
Megatron.
Him, he would not be what he is today.
I have a big argument with...
I don't know. I don't think...
So here's the thing. Like, Matthew Stafford, obviously, he's the fucking, like, God... He's got an amazing arm, but I used to argue with my buddy so much about that. I'm like, as soon as Calvin left, you're fucked, dude. You ain't got nothing. Matthew Stafford's a fucking joke. But he's still throwing for 4,000 yards. But on his 5,000-yard seasons, it's really easy to do that when you got a wide receiver catching 1,500 or 2,000 of those yards in Calvin Johnson. So, yes, Calvin Johnson made this guy. But what's your options? Who else are you going to go get?
Right. I mean, Stafford's he may not be the greatest quarterback in the world, but he's a fucking beast. He
talk about a shitty team around him, too. Shitty defense, at least.
Yeah.
Like, I will say, though, even when Matthew Stafford got into the playoffs and shit, like, ugh, they were gross, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
he's
got
to be tired of dragging this motherfucking team
through
the mud.
Every time
Do you see the salary?
Oh, $27 million. He made $27 million.
We all know that came off of Calvin Johnson.
Oh, easily. Oh, yeah. And the team, totally. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
His
yeah.
stats.
They have never
stats
a,
are up there.
Had a running back, period.
Well, he's got LeGarrette Blunt now.
A who? We know that LeGarrette Blunt. He was riding the tail coats of any running back that he could.
Shit.
When it comes down to it, Matthew Stafford, he's got the arm, he's got the tenacity, he has all the tools of being a quarterback. But think about it, he's been playing Aaron Rodgers, he's been getting hit by the Vikings. He just, like, as far as it goes, is pay him
his
money, because
ass kicked.
If the Lions put him on the trading block, you know how many teams would want his ass?
He was okay with being their second string in a way. You know what I mean?
Matthew Stafford's killing
it. He sold his jersey. That's exactly what he did for that team. That's all they asked for.
And when it comes to it, too, he's going to retire a multi-millionaire. Just fine.
Definitely.
But here's the thing with Matthew Stafford. Once they get into the playoffs,
he's done.
He has no idea what to do.
He doesn't. There,
look at him.
No,
he's like,
team
what
behind
the fuck?
Look
him.
At his poise.
What's
yeah.
going on?
He's like, why are we still here? No, week 16, I'm usually in Hawaii by this time. What
no
the
shit.
Fuck am I doing in the postseason?
The year that he took over the Vikings and the Green Bay Packers, he was looking at each other and going, holy shit.
He's looking at each other.
We won those games?
We did it?
Yeah, I know.
We got to go somewhere next week?
He's like,
I feel like Bill Belichick. I just won the whole Super Bowl because I out-coached everybody.
He's like, guys, this is our only fucking chance.
The Vikings self-destructed.
This is our only year. in my 15-year season. We better win this shit.
And Aaron Rodgers doesn't know what a team is this lost. Year.
Now, here's a guy
Derek,
that...
I'm a fuckhole Carr.
So here's a guy, number five,
Thank
Derek
you.
Carr.
That's what I like to hear.
He could. Like, he's got a lot of
he
fucking... Talk about talent around
Come on,
him.
Give me that. He could.
He could. Talent
now
around
they have
him.
Jordy Nelson. Fuck yeah.
He throws it like a Dante Culpepper. He has that chucking ability like that.
Chucking ability.
But that's like, why teams liked him back in the day, though.
Think about last year, though. And he had all that talent last year and just sucked dick so bad. He was so bad right after he got paid.
So
he got paid.
See, it's not
But the year before
him,
that,
though.
Wow, he killed it. Wow.
I expected him to be killing it last year, but
he
didn't do
but
shit.
But the defense last year, like, give it to Derek Carr. He had no time to throw. He was getting hit like crazy.
Where did Michael Crabtree go?
That's a good question because
and
I know he's gone.
And where did
but
Amari
Cooper
go?
Cooper's there. But as far
Barely.
As Crabtree, though, both those receivers were on the field, bro.
Barely.
Bottom line. They were
still
on the
fucking Raiders.
No.
They were
Amari
on
Cooper,
the field.
Amari Cooper almost lost his contract last year.
They're
we all know
when
that.
He wasn't catching balls. Yeah,
dude, he is on the field though.
So
bottom line, last year, bottom line, the guy was on the field.
Is awesome.
Michael Crabtree was their best wide receiver, and they let him go.
Amari Cooper. Cooper's stats were better.
No
Cooper's
bullshit.
Stats were better.
Not last year. He had
Cooper's
drop ball after
oh,
drop
not,
ball.
Cooper's stats were way better than Crabtree's. Not last year, but the year before.
Correct.
So Crabtree went to the Ravens to answer everybody's question.
Yep.
And so as far as it goes, is man,
Which
think
Joe
about
Flacco,
a team. Yeah,
that's who they are still front running their franchise on.
Gross.
Joe Flacco. Thank you. Y'all can hear what's going on here in this office right here.
No,
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco's a turd burglar.
Just disgusting. Bad. Bad deal. So real quick. So we got Derek Carr. We had recap Matthew Stafford, Jimmy Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick. Who is worth this money? Nobody is. But out of these five, Derek Carr, Matthew Stafford, Jimmy Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan. Who's worth it? Eric first. Go.
Garoppolo.
Who's worth it? Garoppolo. Yeah. All right. Dylan, go.
Sadly enough, I would have to be with him on Garoppolo.
God, are we going to agree? We have no arguments. Disgusting. All right. So that was the show, guys, tonight. I want to thank Dylan for coming through. Thank you, buddy. We really appreciate coming through. So like I said, we're going to have him back more. But specifically, the shows I want you guys to look out for is week 2 of football, week 4 of football, week 6 of football, week 8 of football, week 10 of football, week 12, 14, 16. So I can sit here and be like, I fucking told you, Case Keenum.
Told you
and
so.
If you guys want to chew our fucking asses and tell us we're a bunch of fucking jerks, do it. We'll start 2 fucking shows a week.
I like being called
Hell
a jerk off. It's
Hell
cool.
Yeah. Let us know. If you
Please, I don't care.
If you like this football stuff, you guys want us to do it more, especially with the football season coming, hey, I'm down. You want to do a couple shows a week?
Fucking do it.
You want to?
I have
stores?
No life. Let's do this.
We all know Dylan's here. So, hey, let us know in the comments. You know what you guys want, what you guys want to see. As far as it goes, you guys got any last words?
Skull.
Boys, let's get this season. Let's
fucking do it. Cousins, and all you motherfuckers, I won.
L.A. Chargers
Bring
for the Super
shit
Bowl.
Home.
I'm ready to cry for the Vikings like every year. Let's do this.
Oh, yeah. You guys can't wait. I cannot wait to see if you guys do make it to see how that heartbreaker is going to happen. Because at least last year when you got beat by the Eagles, you knew the whole game. You guys were done. You know what I mean? Like, ugh. Like, got killed.
Yeah, it was real fun.
I can't wait to see
the heartbreakers. Yeah, it was fucking
great.
I enjoy
with
the heartbreakers.
Fan.
Real quick recap. I remember when Blair Walsh missed that field goal and I was at Dylan's house and fucking I left right before and I was like, fuck, I'm leaving. The Vikings are going to win. Walking home, and I go home, and I turn the TV on, and all of a sudden, I see they win. I'm like, why did I leave? I was like, damn it. I don't even know what these guys are done.
I thought I could never hear more, deafening sound, and then I went to
you could hear the
Minnesota Miracle, and all of a sudden.
So real quick for Eric, since when you weren't there, Dylan, have you ever heard something so joyous and loving and happy?
Sadly enough, no. I've never.
It was insane. So for any of you guys who didn't see the Minnesota Miracle, go to any YouTube platform, anything. You're going to see this, you know, this catch. And Dylan and I were actually right there. And
about 20 yards apart.
20 yards apart on the sideline where he caught the ball.
Diggs just.
And there were old men crying, people hugging and kissing. Like, the sound that came out of that stadium, like, as a football fan.
I've never.
Just as a football fan, me, I was, like, so happy. Because it was just like, this sport is beautiful. As a Minnesota Vikings fan, oh, my God. I couldn't imagine. Old men sobbing, crying.
I
and
felt
I was
like
right
Ziggy Wolf shit on my hot dog alone.
Dude, insane. And Eric was at home and I was there. So weird.
Life.
Eric's like,
you're
fuck
a
you.
Dick face. I hate you. Fucking
I didn't tell Eric.
But
I
no,
gonna
dude,
get
I mean,
here.
I just remember me and my son just fucking hugging for like a good 5 minutes.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Screaming, we're going to Philly.
That was the whole thing. And then you guys went to Philly, lost.
Now we
by
got our asses kicked.
All right,
folks.
Yeah.
Asshead.
You guys got your ass kicked, and that was all for nothing.
That's it.
All for nothing. So, hey, we're the Wise Guys podcast. We say the
love
shit
you guys
that nobody else wants to say. Peace.
Bye.